beautiful complex here, playing on a synthetic turf field here at the Lacey Complex. Here's Strider back to Pato. He throws for Ryan Ryder, who is wide open. Ryan got behind the coverage.
We watched about Ryan Ryder was wide open.
Well, Oskaloosa does not throw it very often, and the Chargers have sold out against the run here, playing a 7-4 defense. And those of you listening at home, that basically you don't have any D-backs, any true D-backs. You have four linebackers behind seven up front.
I watched the Sterner warm up. He's got plenty of arm, but that was well off the mark.
And here's the snap out of the quick huddle and the turn to give to Van Veldhuizen, the second man through. And Van Veldhuizen squirts forward for one or two. Ethan Downen getting a start tonight for the varsity team, gets the tackle.
And Nick Ryan. Ethan Downen was first. You're absolutely right. Nick Ryan came in there to help out. This is the down distance that we need to be tonight.
Exactly right. Ethan Downen getting his first to start. Coach is really high on Ethan Downen. He's got a nose for the ball, and he's just a tough kid. And just a sophomore, they really think that he can help them as they head down the latter part of the stretch. Here's Sterner. He's got wide to the right, wide to the left. He's looking to pass. Throws that way. It's thrown behind number 23 and drops incomplete.
Jack Moore was the intended receiver.
So Sterner fires a little slant pattern, and the Charger defense holds.
That's a big stop for the Chargers.
And even better, we could get some fairly decent field position once again. Derek Lang back to receive the punt. And he stands at his own 30.
Sure, we won't see a fake here, I wouldn't think. Backed up in their own part of the field.
Back to punt for Oskaloosa, Kajana DeYoung. Here's the snap. And the part of the flag slide, something was not right about that play. And Derek's going to let it roll all the way down to the 25-yard line. And it'll be touched by the Indians. We'll wait to see what the flag was.
I'm pretty sure it's on the Indians.
I'd make a punt again.
I think that's what Coach Smizer is going to do, too. That punt took a huge Oskaloosa hop.
At the same time, though, there's always the fear of a fumble. There's always the fear of something else going wrong on that. But it looks like that's what the Chargers and Coach Smizer are going to do. They're going to back up the Indians five more yards.
And you're right, glass half empty kind of point of view.
Sorry. Debbie Downer over here. I'm just trying to point out the obvious, folks. You're just joining us here. 5:54 left to go in the first quarter. Sheraton 7 and Oskaloosa 0. T.J. Hawkinson, his 15th touchdown reception of the year. State record, by the way, is 23 in a year. Right now he's on pace to get about 30. Here's the punt, and this wise decision by Coach Smizer goes out of bounds at the 20, actually right at the 40-yard line is where the officials are going to mark that one dead. About a 20-yard difference.
21 or 2 yards, I think, so he made the right decision.
And that's where the Chargers will start, first and 10. I want to give a shout-out to, acknowledge our sponsors tonight. I want to thank Community First. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help you and help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, seefirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook. Here's first and 10, and Quinn gives to Sanders, who gets maybe one or two before being thrown back.
Johnson Machine Works is another one of our sponsors, a proud member of the Sheraton community, and sponsor the Sheraton Chargers on Thunder Country. Sheraton Hy-Vee, your employee-owned Sheraton Hy-Vee, has weekly grocery specials to help you make the most of your family's budget. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle.
So the Chargers trying to establish that run game that they really feel will open up the pass game, and Sanders gets only one, so it'll be second and 9 from the 41. Quinn Storm in the shotgun formation. He's got trips to the far side. He's going to look that way on a little slip screen to Derek Lang. Derek gets to the corner, but that's about it. Maybe picks up one or two. Derek, guilty of what he tries to do a lot of times is to juke instead of just take what the defense gives him there.
Tackled by Van Veldhuizen. Didn't get great blocking out there in his defense as well. Going to slip in another one of our sponsors here, Pierce Baker Funeral Home. Pierce Baker Funeral Home is a part of your community and part of your lives here in Sheraton. A proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger Football on Thunder Country KIIC.
So an even bigger defensive series for the Indians here. A long third down here for the Chargers, 3rd and 8 from the 42-yard line. Quinn Storm in the shotgun once again. He's got one receiver to the right and one to the left. And Cody Stevenson goes in motion. He rolls out to his left, throws that way, thrown high for Hawkinson, I believe, but nearly caught by Aaron Kane.
Was it the Hawkinson or was it the Kane?
Hawkinson tried to catch it.
You're right. I don't know who that was to, but let me tell you what, it's pretty hard to overthrow Hawkinson. So I'm going to say it was Aaron Kane and TJ's trying to make a play on it, but I don't know.
He nearly had it. That's
yes, he did.
Actually, both of them nearly had it.
You're right.
So unfortunately, the Chargers will have to punt here instead of taking advantage of another offensive series to score. Charlie Palmer stands back at his 28-yard line. Max Johnson stands at his 20. This punt is high. Max Johnson gives it a run. It's going to take a Charger bounce, and Max is going to field it at the 13-yard line. He's coming to the near side, and actually another great tackle by number 23, Nick Ryan.
Yeah, it was an excellent open field tackle.
Chargers definitely winning the field position thus far.
Lucas County Health Center is helping bring you this broadcast with a comprehensive therapies, including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services for your star player. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center works to help you get back on your feet. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center, getting you back in the game.
So the Indians take over at their own 13-yard line, or 17 rather. Here's the snap of the huddle and the quick snap. First man through, and a host of Chargers are going to bring him down. We'll see who that runner was.
There's so many Chargers around, I can't tell. It was the fullback, or is there two fullbacks? I don't know how this.
It's like number 46 was the runner there. And
DJ
Boyle on the carry. Sheraton has not shown this defensive front, so the Indians might not be, we're probably not expecting this. And I don't know if the Indians have seen a seven-man front before. Sheraton doesn't do it very often. Again, they're trying to sell out to the run here and really take that run away. Oskaloosa quick up the line, a tight eye formation here at the turn, and the give to the second note. He's going to keep the starter, keeps it, throws out to Boyle, who is open in the flat, but it goes through his hands, incomplete.
Sterner's been a little bit off the mark tonight. Not a ton, but just a little bit behind the receiver there.
And to his credit, they don't throw it often, so, being forced to do some things tonight so far in the first quarter that they're not typically used to doing.
Again, it's third and long. I mentioned earlier, but this is the down and distance that you want to be defensively. We want to be in with a running team like Oskaloosa.
A little longer time in the huddle here. As Oskaloosa came out that first possession and really went no huddle the first possession, since then they've huddled up in between each play here. Here's the quick snap. A lot of movement on that line, and the Indians quick up to the line. Here's Sterner back to pass. And Trevin Nance coming full bore, misses him, throws over the middle, and he's got his receiver. It's open. It's complete for a first down.
Jeff Sterner did a nice job of running the tackle. Trevin Nance got him dead to rights. He made that pass, was complete to number 23, Jack Moore.
Yeah, great play by Sterner stepping up in the pocket. Trevin Nance misses him. Boy, that would have been a huge sack for the Chargers there. Instead, it's first and 10. Indians at the 31-yard line. So the home crowd, the homecoming crowd, likes the pass completion. They don't see it often. And the Indians have new blood, first and 10. Here's the turn they give to Van Veldhuizen. Van Veldhuizen squirts forward for maybe 2-3 yards.
Another tackle by Bradley Kretzinger. But you just don't see him miss very often.
And Van Veldhuizen, Coach Schooley talked about it earlier. He's got his left ankle wrapped up very tightly, and he comes up out of the out of that pile limping, and he's actually going to come off the field now.
That would be a big loss for the Oskaloosa Indians if he's not able to return.
So second and 6, they're going to give them 4 yards on first down. Indians quick up to the line. And here's their shift. And Sterner under center with one receiver to his far side. And Sterner rolls out. Takes the give. This is a keeper all the way. Sterner might get one or two. Nice job by the Chargers containing on the outside.
Yeah, that was an excellent job. He didn't get much. I think they are going to give him about a yard and a half, maybe two.
And another big defensive series here.
So I'll give you another sponsor here, Summers Insurance, sponsoring touchdowns. Summers Insurance on West Court is proud to support the Sheraton Chargers and a proud sponsor of Chargers touchdowns. Just an FYI, all touchdowns are to be announced as Summers Insurance touchdowns.
Well, we missed it again, Jason Summers, but T.J. Hawkinson's touchdown, that's the Summers touchdown, Summers Insurance touchdown. Hopefully we have a lot more Summers Insurance touchdowns. On 3rd and 4, and Sterner rolls out, throws across the middle. That's Ryan Ryder. He's got it. Another Indian first down.
Talked about Derek Lang, but he was wide open there in the middle of the field.
And obviously, the Indians and Coach Sterner see something in the middle of the field. They're running some drag patterns across right behind those linebackers, Ben. And those receivers are wide open. It's just a pitch and catch there.
It may be an adjustment that the Indian coaches are making to our defensive change to the 7-4.
We'll see if the Chargers like to stay in. It looks like they are as of now. But it's new blood again and a new set of downs for the Indians. First and 10 at the 48. That's Ryan Ryder's first catch of the season, the senior tight end. And the give is to the second man through. And boy, did he take a hit. Number 48 there. That's Jason Beebe.
By the way, that hit was by Quinn Storm. You don't usually see a quarterback laying licks like that, but he got popped.
Oh, wow. Boyle, Beebe came through the line and really had his head down. It's one of those hits where his head just popped right back, and he was on his back very quickly. Quinn Storm with a big hit for the Chargers. A 3-yard pickup for Beebe. And Beebe still in the game. Van Veldhuizen still on the sideline. Second and 7, the give is to the first man through. And the Chargers do a nice job gobbling him up, maybe a yard gain.
We've done a better job stopping the run after that first series. We struggled in the first series, but now we've really tightened it up.
So another third down here. Third and 5 from the 47-yard line of the Chargers. So the Indians are in the Chargers' territory, and the Chargers look to turn them back once again. Possibly two-down territory if you're the Indians, just depending on what happens here. We're just under a minute to play in the first quarter. 7-0 our score in Oskaloosa.
Van Veldhuizen's back in the game as well.
Van Veldhuizen back as the running back in the I formation. And rolling out is Sterner to the right. He's throwing deep. It's going to be overthrown. Derek Lang out on coverage. That was thrown for Jack Moore.
I tell you what, I think if he'd have touched that up, he might have got the first down. I think it's good on our part that he threw that one because he had a little room around the edge.
Oskaloosa really rolling Sterner out and really giving him that option to either run or pass. And Joe Sterner runs over to talk to Dad, talk to Coach, get the play call, and run back in. 43.5 seconds to go in the first quarter. Chargers up here in Oskaloosa, 7-0. Pivotal game. If the Chargers want to march forward and take a step, another step forward towards that playoff position. Fourth and 5 here, and the Indians are going for it. Here's the turn of the give. It's a double handoff here to Max Johnson, and maybe his third effort, Max may have gotten it.
He's short.
Well, that was a tricky play. They kind of hand off to one running back going one way, and another kid's coming another way. Kind of a double handoff moving different directions.
I did not see who made that tackle. They did a nice job, and I'm really not sure who it was.
He was about maybe a half yard short of the first down, but the Chargers hold. They'll have decent field position again. Ball on their own 43-yard line. So the Chargers look to extend their lead once again. Quinn Storm in the shotgun. He's got trips to the near side or to his right. And Sanders is the lone back. Give this to Sanders, who has lots of running room. He's up across midfield, down to the 40, still on his feet before he's spun down at the 35-yard line. That's a huge run for Joey Sanders.
Yeah, you said we wanted to get the running game going, and he had a huge hole to go through and made one nice cut there. That's exactly what we need to do.
Well, he's got the perfect playing surface tonight. It's a fast playing surface. It's putting his sure in every single spot, and a big pickup on first down. So the clock running here, first and 10 on the 35. The Chargers have new sets of downs, and it's a tight trip to Quinn Storm's right. Back to pass, looking that way. He's throwing that way. It's T.J. Hawkinson. He has it. Down to the 15. He loses the ball. Hawkinson loses it. It's picked up by the Indians, who are running the other way. And he's going to be tackled down at about the 25-yard line. You don't see that very often, Coach.
It was just extra effort by T.J. Hawkinson. He was trying to break a tackle and score a touchdown, and the ball got a little bit away from him and fumbled it.
He was wide open once again. Another great pass by Quinn Storm. Yeah, and you said it. Just trying to pick up some extra yards there and had the ball out like a loaf of bread, and it was taken away. So the Indians dodge a bullet there. The Chargers are turned back once again, and the Indians will start first and 10 on the 25-yard line. 4.5 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's been mostly Sheraton here, leading 7-0. Sterner under center. The turn to give to the first man through. No, it's a pitch step back to Van Veldhuizen on the option. And Van Veldhuizen gets to the corner, but a nice job. Quinn Storm coming up to make that tackle along with Bradley Kutzinger. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. 7-0 is our score from Oskaloosa.
Going to bring you a few more of the sponsors that bring us the broadcast today. Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery Store and Homemade Candy. The candy is fresh made in the store, and it will ship anywhere. Piper's for your fresh deli sandwiches made to order. Fresh donuts daily, and an Old Fashioned Grocer, they are proud to support the Sheraton Chargers. It is also brought to you by Windstream. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet and lower prices at those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today at 641-888-0134.
And as we begin the second quarter play here, Oskaloosa recognizing their fifth place softball tournament team from this year. The girls got fifth place in the 2014 softball tournament, and they are now celebrating and honoring that team down on the track. I want to remind you of the Thunderbolt app you can pick up on your smartphone. You can get scores, area scores, updated to your phone all night long. Watch great games happening across southern Iowa tonight. Albia all over Centerville, 20-0 in the first quarter. Kelly Christian up on Eddyville, Blakeford 21-0. But you can get all the scores from across the state. That's the Thunderbolt app. Here's first and 10 as we begin the second quarter. Sterner back to pass. He's got Ryder open. Ryder up to the 50, over the 50, down to the 40, still on his feet. That's a huge play for Oskaloosa. Ryan Ryder came into this game with zero receptions on the year, and he's come out of nowhere in this game. That's a big pickup for Ryan Ryder, and again, it's a crossing pattern over the middle. They're just rolling Sterner around, and he's got the option to throw a pass there, and Ryder was wide open. First and 10 all the way down to the Charger 29-yard line. They've about doubled the amount of completions they have on the season in this game. So the Charger defense and the Charger coaches need to figure that out. I'm sure that's something they'll talk about here at halftime. But a first and 10 at the 29. Here's the give to Van Veldhuizen, who tries to find some room along that left side. He's still on his feet. Boy, he's a horse to take down.
He
did not have much there, Ben, but he probably picked up 5 yards on second effort there.
Yeah, tackle there by Quinn Storm and Aaron Kane. And you're absolutely right. We made contact about the line of scrimmage. I mean, he dragged us for 5 yards.
So about a second and 5 now at the 24. Just underway here in the second quarter play. Homecoming in Oskaloosa. 7-0 Chargers with the Indians marching. Here's the break out of the huddle, and Sterner under center. And the tight eye to give it to the first man through. Not much there, maybe one or two. That'll bring up third and short.
Runner there was number 46, T.J. Boyle. I think he's playing the fullback. Boy, they've given it to him two or three times, and there's just not really much there. The interior defensive line of the Chargers is holding firm.
But you know what that does to the defense? It keeps them honest.
Yep.
So that they can get outside, try that option, throw over the middle. They've done a little of everything. Oskaloosa, just a run-oriented team, but they've opened it up here in the first half and had quite a bit of success. So third and 4, ball on the 23-yard line, just underway here in the second quarter. Here's the Sterner under center with the tight end double tight formation. Here's the give. Nope, Sterner keeps it. Rolling out to his right, throwing that way for Ryder. It's going to be knocked down by Aaron Kane. And no flag. Oskaloosa fans want the flag. And,
well, it was pretty close coverage. I don't know.
We're not officials.
Hey, I'm going to say it was great coverage.
Great coverage by
Aaron Kane.
Definitely for the fan standpoint, though, that something at least jaw about there, I think.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, it's 4th and 4. We'll take it.
That's a big play for the Sheraton Charger defense right now.
Sterner doing a nice job on those rollouts. He's faking that, and boy, I'm having a hard time seeing who's keeping the ball. Sterner under center. Here's the turn. Here's the give to Van Veldhuizen up the middle. He's got first down. Oh, no. Van Veldhuizen is going to be into the end zone for the touchdown.
Holy cow. I wasn't expecting the cannon fire.
Welcome to Oskaloosa.
You weren't even scared about that as I was. Well, they may have had to put the stretch play right on the right side, and was he touched? maybe barely.
Well, they've done a good job of rolling out, throwing. Really, the defense had to, you know, they've done a little of everything, so to their credit, that was wide open up the middle.
Sterner, after he handed it off, ran to the sideline, put on his kicking shoe, and is now going to attempt a PAT, but they are about out of time.
Play clock down to five. They're hustling, but I don't know if they're going to get it off. Three, two, one, and
they did.
Yes, you get it off. It's off. Plenty of distance there from Turner's leg.
I knew it. With 8 seconds to go, I thought there was no way they're going to get that kickoff, and they did it.
Well, we've seen their huddles. It doesn't take long to huddle and get up the line. Joe Turner's point after touchdown is up and good, and with 10:15 left to go in the second quarter, the Indians have tied the Chargers here at Lacey 7-7.
Going to bring you a couple more sponsors here. Sheraton Napa at your Sheraton Napa right now. Oil filters are 60% off. Get all your machinery and trucks ready for the upcoming season with peak savings at Sheraton Napa with the Napa know-how. Sheraton Ford Mercury. Charger football has a line with the power of a Ford F-150 and running backs with the speed and maneuverability of a Ford Mustang. See the new F-150 and Mustang at Sheraton Ford Mercury at 124 South Main in Sheraton. Also brought to you by Red Hall Realty. Check out all the listings at redhallrealty.com. Proud supporters of the Charger football.
So the Chargers will once again look to answer the call. What a missed opportunity for the Chargers there, driving into Indian territory before T.J. Hawkinson's fumble gave possession back to the Indians. And now we've got a brand new ball game, 7-7. Here's the run-up and the kick. And it'll be fielded by Nick Ryan at the 20-yard line, who runs to the right side looking to find that wall. He's going to get to the edge. He's going to pick up pretty good yardage on the return up to the 33-yard line, but that's about it.
Yeah, it looks like we had a return right on, and they kicked it to our left, and so he had to run a long way.
So new life, new energy on the Oskaloosa sideline as they've tied the score here early in the second quarter. Very important for the Chargers here to respond. Boy, we'd like to see him just drive down the field here. A long drive and punch one in would be great here, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely.
First and 10 from the 35. Derek Lang goes in motion. Here's the chest sweep to Lang, who had some opening, had some open room there.
Well, I thought he had a huge hole. Where did that guy come from?
Just stuck his right paw out and got a hold of Derek, and then the Indians jumped on him. You're right. He had a huge hole on that jet sweep coming back to the near side.
There should be no surprise that it was Nate Van Veldhuizen that got the paw on him. And he stopped in his tracks.
Van Veldhuizen, just a great football athlete, great football player, has the touchdown for the Indians, and he's quite a defensive player, that middle linebacker. And I know Nate, he's got the middle linebacker mentality also, just a tough kid. So no yards gained on that. Second and 10, and Twins to the near side. Quinn's rolling out that way. Can't find it. He's just going to tuck it. He's going to get up to the 40 before he's driven out of bounds at the 41-yard line. Nice decision by Quinn.
Yeah, you heard I was wanting him to run it. There was some room there, and I think he made an absolutely right decision.
So a pickup of about 7 yards maybe, and it'll be about third and a long three here. Call it three and a half. Big down for the Charger offense here.
Yeah, and probably not one of our specialties, third and short. So this is a big play for us to get the first down.
Hawkinson is lined up in a tight trips formation to the near side. Look for the Chargers to roll out that way and look for him. Quinn's looking that way. He's throwing that way. This is to Derek Lang, and that's caught for a first down. Nice job of play call by the Charger offensive coaches there.
Yeah, it was an excellent pitch and catch. Derek ran a nice route, and Quinn's going for it absolutely on the money, which he's done most of tonight already.
Charlie Palmer and T.J. Hawkinson ran those D-backs off, and that opened up space for Derek Lang to just run a nice little 3 yard down and out. They didn't get much more than three, but they extend the drive, they move the chains, and they're up near the 46-yard line. 9:04 left to go in the first half. We have a good one here in Oskaloosa, 7-7 as our score. Lang comes in motion to the near side. Big jet sweep. Quinn Storm keeps it up the middle, and Quinn, nice yardage there on first down.
Great first down play. I think we got five or six, maybe five, which is a great first down play.
Timing of that play still just doesn't look quite right, but enough to pick up five or six on first down.
And that's one of those plays to keep them honest with taking the jet sweep and going up the middle. So it's we want to gain yards, but it also keeps the defense honest.
So second and five. The ball is into Indian territory just over the 50-yard line. Quinn Storm in the shotgun. He's got trips to the far side. T.J. Hawkinson comes in motion to the near side. And he's looking that way as he rolls out to his left. Sets his feet, throws that way. T.J. Hawkinson bobbles it, and is it intercepted? No. So Hawkinson bobbles another pass. It's not an easy catch by any means.
No, and the defensive back might have got his hand in there. That ball seemed to be in the air a really long time, and the defensive back was able to make a play on it.
But once again, another ball that usually we see TJ, once he gets his hand on it, it's usually in his gut.
You know, he missed a little bit of practice this week, and sometimes I can play well. He can sound like Kirk Ferentz right now. But
who are you starting tomorrow? Please say TJ Bennett. I love you, Jake. But all right, big down. 3rd and 5 from the 49. Quinn Storm looking that way, throwing that way. It's caught by Aaron Kane. Great catch.
All I saw was Oskaloosa Indians. I thought Quinn was literally throwing it to Oskaloosa Indians. And the next thing I know, Aaron was there and he caught it.
I don't think the ball was intended for Aaron Kane.
I don't think it was either.
Aaron got turned around. His back was actually facing Quinn. And just kind of stuck his hands out straight and latched onto that ball.
Hey, we'll take it.
So another 3rd down.
We'll take it.
Big 3rd down conversion. And a lot of Chargers getting involved. You know they're going to take 38 away, but we've seen number 9 and number 37 step up big here. Quinn Storm bobbles, nearly fumbles the snap, and is lucky to get one or two, actually.
Yeah, he had it on his hip there for a while. But we're probably lucky to get it back to the line of scrimmage.
So, actually, it's going to give us about a yard pickup. Quinn took the snap and kind of tried to hide it down by his thigh and then nearly lost it off of his thigh. 2nd and 9 from the 37-yard line. 7:39 to go here in the first half. 7-7 is our score. Storm in the shotgun formation. Lang goes in motion, and Hawkinson to the near side. Looking at the slant. Hawkinson thrown behind Hawkinson. Incomplete. And about 3 Indians covering Hawkinson there.
Yeah, it was behind him. He was able to get his hands on it, but that was going to be a pretty tough one to catch.
Usually Quinn right on the money there. He threw that one behind Hawkinson. And you saw it there, Ben. 3 Indians covering T.J. Hawkinson, and the Chargers have done a good job of this, but somebody's open. Somebody's open over there.
Big 3rd down play here.
Probably 2 down territory here, you'd imagine. So we'll see what the Chargers do here. Trips, bunch to the near side. Here's the pitch out to Dylan Sanders, who had a great line in front of him. Makes a nice cut. He's not going to pick up the 1st down, but he's inside the 30 to the 29, and now you have a 4th and very short for the Charger offense.
That was a really good call by offensive coordinator Lee Sandy. Knowing that it's 2 downs, they're probably expecting a pass on 3rd and 9, and then you run it, and you get 7 or 8 yards. That was really good.
Big down here for the Charger offense. They would love to punch one through here before going into halftime. Ball just over the 30. This is a long 2 yards. 4th and 2 from the 30. The Chargers need to get to the 28-yard line here. They are. Quinn Storm is still in the shotgun formation. We'll see what they elect to do here. Here's the give to the first man through, Cody Stevenson. Nice call. Very rarely used. Number 34, Cody Stevenson, the first man through the H-back. He picks up the 1st down. I actually picked up about 5 yards there.
Really did not look like the Oskaloosa Indians were expecting that at all. He had quite a bit of room there.
So the Chargers extend the drive. Clock continues to run here. 6:40 to go in the first half. The Chargers really need to punch this one in, Ben.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Got plenty of time here. Just keep moving the football.
A drive that began at about their own 30-yard line. Quinn Storm rolls out to his right, looking that way. Was set up to throw to Bradley Kreutzinger, I believe, and I think Bradley either fell down or got pulled down.
One of the two. That was odd. It didn't look like anyone was around him, but he went down.
I don't know what happened, but he went down. It looked like a little screen set up for Bradley. They take the handoff for Bradley, and they tried to just scoot out to the flat, and mysteriously was pulled down by the turf. So 2nd and 10 on the 24. And then T.J. Hawkinson, Derek Lang split to the near side of the field, or the far side of the field. Aaron Kane to the near side. They've got safeties over the top looking that way. They're looking at Hawkinson. Throwing deep for Derek. He's open. Yeah, got it. Yeah, Derek Lang, touchdown, Chargers. Beautiful pass by Quinn Storm.
That's it, exactly. You were absolutely right. That was a beautiful throw. It's what I think they call a back shoulder throw. Only Derek was going to get it, and it was a beautiful pitch and catch.
Well, the Indians had a safety over the top trying to take away 38. And from here on to the end of the season, you can really, Derek can really probably thank, all the receivers can probably thank TJ a little bit, because they're going to be open on some of those throws where normally that safety would be cheating over that way, and that'd probably be an interception, Ben.
Also, Quinn Storm was about to get hit when he makes that throw. So he stood in there and delivered the football.
a big point after touchdown from Rodigan here. Kick is on its way. It's low. It's a liner. I think it's true. And it's good. So it's 6:15 left to go. The Chargers answer the bell. And they regain the lead here at the Lacey Recreational Complex on homecoming in Oskaloosa, 14-7 Chargers.
Pure Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory mobility and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved ones with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you are looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of the Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all the area athletics. Bingham Construction, trust your new building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done.
So the Chargers tee the ball up. Look to kick off again. Last time they scored, they tried an onside kick here. Nick Ryan, very close to Eddie Rodigan here, pretending like he's going to run up here. And Rodigan kicks deep, and it'll hit a 20 and bounce down to the... Oh, shucks. Bounces all the way down to the 2-yard line. I thought the Chargers were going to be able to down that there, and it goes out of bounds. So the Indians will start 1st and 10 from their own 35.
That was almost perfect. It almost sat right there. Another one of our proud sponsors, CNC Cycle. Make your farm chores easier with a new 4x4 ATV from CNC. They are the biggest ATV dealer in the Midwest. CNC Cycle on the Highway 34 Bypass in Sheraton. Hardee's of Sheraton. Number one used Sheraton Hardee's as a meal for the hungry. Get a cheeseburger or chicken sandwich with fries, a drink, and a turnover for just $5. Number two, savor a Hardee's Texas Steak Burger, smoky juicy beef with jalapeno straws and barbecue smoked brisket and cheese all on a homemade bun. Grace Baptist Church, proud supporter of the Sheraton Chargers football on Thunder Country KIIC.
So the Indians begin 1st and 10 at the 35. Here's the turn, and Starter
has him again
to throw the ball on 1st down. Looking back to Ryder, who makes a great catch. He's got it down to the 40. Ryder cuts across the middle of the field to the 38-yard line. He's up there.
A flag on the play, and the way the refs are acting, it's coming back.
Offensive pass interference is the early indication.
Oh, dang. Legal lineman downfield.
Legal lineman downfield. Yeah, we're going to call that. That's offensive pass interference.
We called it. Sure.
So the Indians, uncharacteristically, come out on 1st down, really trying to test that Charger defense. If the Chargers are out in the 7-4 defense, that means there's a lot of space open for these receivers. Ryan Ryder came into the game, 0 catches. He's had a big game thus far. Luckily for the Chargers, that's coming back. So it moves the ball back to the 30-yard line, and the Indians will start there 1st and 15. 2nd and 15, actually, lots of downs. Quick to the line, and Sterner turns. There's another flag.
Got to be on them.
False start here, too, I think.
This offense is not built to overcome 2nd and 20, and that's exactly what they got facing them.
So a false start or a legal motion on the Indians will push this back. Another 5 yards. So the drive that originally started with a great play on 1st down at the 35 is going to come all the way back to the 25.
Another sponsor, Kent Farm Management, leads the way to great real estate investments. Kent Farm Management is proud to invest in the community and proud to be a supporter of the Sheraton Chargers on KIIC.
So the Indians' offense has really slowed down the first drive of the game, Ben. They came out like the Sheraton Chargers fast break offense that you like so much, and they slowed down quite a bit. Here's the turn, and the give is to
number 88, E.J. Bull.
That's BB, actually, Ben.
I'm sorry. You're absolutely right.
But, you know, people on the radio at home really wouldn't know that that wasn't number 48. That's my bad on that.
Well, thank you, Tim. More importantly, the tackle was made by Cody Stevenson, who made an excellent play, and that one I am sure of.
That's like people at home really don't know. If I say it's left, it could actually be right, but what do they know?
And I did that to you because you said offensive pass interference, and I corrected you. So we're even.
Okay, we're even here. Well, we're not even here in Oskaloosa, though. The Chargers up 14-7. That pass is caught by Jack Moore, who picks up maybe gets it back to the original line of scrimmage, the 35. Clock continuing to run, just under 5 minutes here in the first half. 14-7 is our score.
Okay, I'm a little confused. Is it 3rd down, Tim, or 4th? The scoreboard says it's 4th down. the yard marker on the field says third down. I think it's third because that penalty for illegal lineman downfield probably wasn't a loss of down.
Now they've changed it on the court, so it is third down. Sterner actually bumps into his own man as he tries to roll out. Tries to throw that way. It's nearly intercepted by Aaron Kane. Actually, Quinn Storm.
Nice throw by Quinn Storm to break that up.
And the Charger defense holds.
Yeah, they do. That's got to be a punt.
So the Charger defense holds. They're going to get the ball back with plenty of time to score once again. Oskaloosa will get the opening kickoff in the second half, I believe, Ben, if we're right.
They do.
So very important here. Boy, it'd be nice to go down and punch another one in here.
Right. The head coach, Mike Stringer, took a really long time to make this decision. Sometimes that means fake or something like that, so we need to keep our eyes peeled.
Play clock down to a 5 already, and they're just now getting to the line. They're not going to get this playoff. And they do not. The flag's flying. Play clock all the way to 0. This is going to back them up. That makes your decision a little easier here if you were going to try to fake that.
Yep.
A delay of game on Oskaloosa. Kind of said it, that first offensive possession, Ben, we couldn't keep up with them. A lot of no huddle. And now the Indians really slowing their play calling down, maybe thinking twice since the Chargers are in that different defensive set. So Kajana DeYoung back to punt. Derek Lang stands at his 34-yard line. Here's the punt. It's an end-over-end wobbler. Derek is going to let this one bounce, and now everybody's going to get away from it as it takes an Oskaloosa bounce. And down at the 34-yard line. So the Chargers have 4:14 left in the first half to score again.
This would be a big drive in the game. There's 4 minutes left. There's plenty of time, especially with the way we can throw the football. If we could go down and stick it in the end zone, especially with Oskaloosa getting it to start the second half, this would be big.
Yeah, after that Indian touchdown, really a lot more energy on the Indian sideline. When the Chargers went down and scored, really took everything out of their sails there. If we could go down and score again, you said it, that'd be great momentum heading into halftime. First and 10 on the 34-yard line, Quinn Storm in the shotgun. He's got twins to his right. And this ball is received by Derek Lang, who tries to get to the outside. Nice open field tackle by Max Johnson.
Yes, it was, because he was the only one there.
And again, the Chargers doing a nice job of using TJ to run off those D-backs and linebackers. And other Chargers are having opportunities to get the ball to make plays. No gain on the play. Second and 10 from the 33. Twins to Quinn Storm's left, who's in the shotgun. Hunter Sanders is the lone back. Here's the turn to get to Sanders, who tries to get to the outside. Squirts forward for 2.
Sanders a little slow getting up on that play. Now he's limping.
I believe Sanders is going to come off the field here. Maybe not. He gets back to the huddle. Yeah, it looks like he may have maybe tweaked an ankle or something there, Ben.
Yeah, it looks that way. He's retying his shoe. I didn't see anything there, but he's definitely hobbled.
So 3rd and 8, another big down. Boy, 3 minutes to go here in the first half. The Chargers would really hate to have to punt this away. Quinn Storm in the shotgun. He's got twins to the near side, far side. Derek Lang now comes in motion to the near side. And Quinn Storm looking that way, pumps short, goes long. T.J. Hawkinson's there. T.J. Hawkinson has it. He's slipped his feet, and he's taken down. Nice tackle in the open field. But not before he gets a bunch of yards down to the 35-yard line.
That was an excellent tackle by number 2, Bennett Scribe, because if you'd asked me when that play was unfolding, I would have said he's going to break that tackle for a touchdown.
He didn't have not much behind him there, and yeah, you're exactly right. If Bennett Scribe does not make that tackle, T.J. Hawkinson has his second touchdown catch of the night. So 1st and 10, down at the Indian 36-yard line, 37-yard line. Here's the turn. And the fake give, and Quinn Storm carries right up the middle.
Tackled by number 37, Ryan Caniglio. Leading tackle for the Oskaloosa Indians this year.
So pick up a 7 for Quinn Storm there on first down. 2 minutes to go, just over 2 minutes to go here, and the Chargers down to the 30-yard line. Looking to score here before halftime, that'd be huge. Derek Lang goes in motion. Here's the turn to give to Sanders, who has a lot of room on the right side. Still on his feet. He has the first down all the way down to the 18-yard line. So a little gimpy is Sanders, but he gets all the way down to the 18-yard line. That's a pickup of 12.
Yeah, he limps every time he's done, but he ran pretty hard there. And this is one of the better games we've ran the football. Can I just say a really surprising halftime score right now, Tim, for our listeners? Butler 14, Knoxville 0.
Wow. Yeah, just a few weeks ago, the Oskaloosa fans got a taste of the Little Dutch. They were ahead 56-6 at halftime a couple of weeks ago right here in Oskaloosa. Just over the outstretched arm for Hawkinson there on first down. Quinstorm tried to find Hawkinson on a down and out. Hawkinson sprawled out, but just out of his reach.
They did full effort there, but as you said, just out of his reach.
So the clock stops, 1:48 to go here in the first half. Both teams with three timeouts left. Really been a pretty fast-moving first half then.
Yeah, absolutely right. It's been entertaining, too, and back and forth.
So the Chargers looking to get into the end zone once again and head into that locker room with a two-touchdown lead. Quinstorm in the shotgun trips to his left. He's looking left. He's throwing left. Quinstorm, that's tipped up in the air.
Well, we've got two bullets there. Again, that ball was tipped up in the air, and usually when that happens, it's not good for the offense. And we've had two of those that luckily have hit the ground and not been intercepted.
I don't know if you saw that. There were so many Indians around T.J. Hawkinson. Aaron Kane was in the end zone. Not anyone 10, 12 yards away from him. That's how much coverage T.J. Hawkinson is getting tonight.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So 3rd and 10 now, and Chargers obviously in two-down territory here. Really want to come away with something here. And really, last week in Mount Pleasant, they failed to score right before halftime. It was a really big loss for the Chargers, who really had momentum after the touchdown was called back right before halftime. Quinstorm rolls out, fakes that way. Now he's going to tuck it and run. Oh, yeah, to change directions.
Oh, yeah.
Cut by Quinstorm all the way down to the 10-yard line. He's going to be close.
It's a good thing I'm not the playback. All I can go is, oh, yeah. It was an excellent run by Quinstorm. He broke about 7 tackles on that run.
There was not much there for Quinn, who changed directions 2 or 3 times, and he showed a little bit of his footwork there. He's a little shifty there, and he gets 9 yards on 3rd down.
I tell you what, he's also stronger than he looks. He's kind of a wiry kid, but I tell you what, he's a pretty strong runner.
So the Chargers are going to take some time to talk this one over on 4th and 1 at the 10-yard line of the Indians. And let's go to some of our sponsors here, Ben.
All right, back to Community First. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website for Community First, ourvoice.com, or C1STY, ourvoice.com. Or like them on Facebook, federally insured by NCUA. Johnson Machine Works, a proud member of the Sheraton community and sponsor of the Sheraton Chargers on Thunder Country. Sheraton Hy-Vee, your employee-owned Sheraton Hy-Vee, has weekly grocery specials to help you make the most of your family's budget. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. Piers Baker Funeral Home. Piers Baker Funeral Home is a part of your community and part of your lives here in Sheraton. A proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger Football on Thunder Country KIIC.
A good time for a timeout there by Coach Kurt Schmeiser. Just maybe wanted to talk to his guys about this last minute here. This is a really big, important offensive series. Maybe, Ben, maybe calling 1 or 2 plays in there just over a minute. The Chargers still have 2 timeouts, but maybe trying to catch Oskaloosa off guard if they go 1 play and then another quick huddle play. You never know. But a nice job of using the timeout there by Coach Schmeiser. 4th and 1 for the Chargers. A long snap count. Here's the turn and the give to Cody Stevenson, who is going to accept
hanging over them. Touchdown, Chargers. And Cody Stevenson, the senior, rarely uses Cody Stevenson.
That's a well-earned touchdown for Cody Stevenson.
What a big touchdown run on 4th and 1 by number 34.
He broke 2 or 3 tackles as well to get in the end zone. And as I said earlier, that's a huge touchdown with Oskaloosa getting the ball to start the second half.
Cody Stevenson, one of those kids who's just worked his entire life, loves football, not the most, not the fastest runner, not the best hands on the team, but always one of the hardest workers. That's a well-deserved touchdown by Stevenson. And Rodigan's point after touchdown is good. So with 1:04 left to go in the first half here at Oskaloosa, the Chargers have stormed out to a 21-7 lead.
He's also not one of the tallest. I think you have to add that into this.
That was my next life.
But he's got heart.
He does have heart and a great kid. So the Chargers want to slam the door here before halftime. 1:04 to go. Oskaloosa will receive the opening kick of the second half.
All right, going to bring a couple more sponsors here. Lucas County Health Center with the comprehensive therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies as well as athletic training services for your star player. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center works to help you get back on your feet. Physical therapy at the Lucas County Health Center, getting you back in the game.
So we'll keep an eye on that Knoxville score all night. That is a really important score here, as the Chargers, knowing that tonight's game is really important, but they have to take care of business as they head down the latter part of the stretch. Next week, homecoming back in Sheraton, as the Chargers welcome Norwalk, and then travel to Knoxville and come back home for two games against Carlisle and Pella. And this is fielded by Max Johnson, who fumbles at the 15, picks it back up. And he's got some room. And Max Johnson's on the outside. He's got a lot of running back, folks. Max Johnson's going to take this in for a touchdown, but you're exactly right. There's some dirty laundry back at the 15-yard line.
And here's the thing. I saw the play, and that block in the back was not needed. It was away from the play.
You know, you see that a lot of times, man, on a bobble kickoff, the defense almost sometimes runs past the play. That's exactly what happened there.
Yep.
Max is off to the races, but that block in the back is really going to hurt.
Yep.
Boy, Chargers have dodged some bullets, and Coach Smyser is still not happy about it. I mean, you just cannot allow that to happen.
No, and I know the Oscars at home crowd is not happy about that penalty, but, folks, I saw it. It was a block in the back.
Well, I'm not sure the person guilty of that, but...
No, I did get right. I did not get a number, but I'm telling you, I saw it.
I don't think we even call him out.
Nope.
On the radio on that one. That's a big penalty for the Indians here. 50 seconds to go, and boy, you just reverse momentum, knowing you're going to get the second half kickoff. You take one back to the house, and you look back at the 10-yard line, and there's a penalty flag back. You can bet the Charger coaches will talk about that at halftime. Kickoff coverage has kind of been spotty at times this year. Last week, Mount Pleasant ran one back 95 yards on the Chargers at a point in the game where the Chargers had a lot of momentum.
I tell you what, that penalty also makes it to the point where if you're Oskaloosa, maybe you just kneel down and go in at half. You're pretty buried deep in your end zone. I'm not sure you even want to.
Yeah, the Chargers with two timeouts, we'll see what they like to do. The Indians run the ball, staying conservative, get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe pick up 1 yard there.
Tackled by Chase Alton off of number 57.
And Coach Chris Meiser looking at the scoreboard. I think they're content to let this wind down and take this two-touchdown lead into halftime.
And I think Oskaloosa is content to go in.
So the clock continuing to run here. Just over 20 seconds to go. We'll have one more snap of the football here. Here's the run-up by Sterner, the turn and the give to the second man through. That's Van Veldhuizen. He's going to be picked up and thrown down at the 11.
That's Bradley Kutzinger and Quinn Storm on the tackle there. That's going to be the half.
And that's going to do it. So the first half is in the books. Sheraton leads the Indians on homecoming here at the Lacey Recreational Complex. Sheraton 21, Oskaloosa 7. You're listening to Thunder Country. And Friday Night Lights, all the scores in one station. Coach Ben Scully and I will be back for all the exciting second half action in just a few moments. To Oskaloosa homecoming here in Oskaloosa. The first half is in the books, and we are getting ready to kick off here in the second half. Oskaloosa trailing the Chargers here 21-7. It was an entertaining first half, man. A lot of new players stepping up for the Chargers tonight. T.J. Hawkinson caught the first touchdown pass, but then after that, Derek Lang with the second catch, and the third touchdown from the Chargers came via H-back Cody Stevenson. So the Chargers getting a lot of people involved, and we'll hope that we can continue that in the second half.
Yeah, that'll make us better as a football team if we start to show the rep a little bit, a bit more, make us harder to guard.
So the Indians will receive the opening kickoff here from the foot of Eddie Rodigan here. Max Johnson, who ran one back but was called back right at the end of the first half, stands back to receive, and the Chargers wisely slip this one down, and Max Johnson, the very shifty, speedy back, cuts to the near side, and he carries over the 30 before he's brought down by Kane. At the 31.
A lot better job covering that kick right there. This possession right here, I think, is important for the Chargers to get a stop. You'll go a long way towards winning the game if you can stop them right away.
Yeah, huge, huge down. And some area scores around, some that are really eye-openers here. Pella 14, Knoxville 0 at halftime. That's one we're going to watch all night. So here we go, Sterner up under center. Here is the turn and give to Van Veldhuizen, who has a lot of room. He's got first down yardage as he carries Chargers all the way near to the 50-yard line. So The Indians come out and exude their will right away and establish that running game on first down. They pick up nearly 17 yards on the first down carry.
That's deja vu from the beginning of the game. They got the first time they got the ball, it was big runs.
A lot of space on that right side of the line here. And the Indians will start first and 10 from their own 48-yard line. Here's Turner up under center in the tie-dye double tight formation. He's going to roll out and give to Van Veldhuizen, who's going to pick up about 3 or 4, carry over the 50-yard line into Charger territory down to the 47-yard line.
Nick Ryan was the one that got to Van Veldhuizen's legs just throwing up there.
So gain of about 4, and the Indians huddle up, and the Chargers still come out in the second half in that 7-4, trying to really take away the run. The Indians exposed that a little bit in the first half, throwing to Ryan Ryder and Jack Moore over the middle. They've had open receivers, but yet still only have the one touchdown. Sterner under center. Here's the quick snap. Here's the give to
Calhoun.
On the counter, he's got first down yardage and a great tackle by Quinn Storm.
You're absolutely right. That was an excellent tackle by Quinn Storm. Maybe would have got in for a touchdown there. By the way, I just want to say this now. Joe Sterner probably runs 3 miles each football game because they don't run plays in with another player. He goes to the sideline. Is that bad?
That's bad.
He goes to the sideline and gets the play from dad every single play.
You think he talks about that on the weekend? Hey, Dad, couldn't we get somebody to run the play in?
I think he does.
Son, what do you want for your birthday? Like a wide receiver to run the play in. Here's Turner, who drops the ball. Speaking of Joe Sterner running 3 miles, he dropped back and actually rolled out to his left and rolled out a long ways and actually wasn't forced on anything, just dropped the ball, Ben.
I think that's exactly what happened.
Wow, the Chargers catch a break after the Indians move the ball in the first possession of the second half. The Chargers will take over first and 10 on their own 44-yard line.
Wow. I think he was keeping it for a bootleg or something, and the ball just went to the ground.
So the Chargers quick up the line, but the officials are going to slow this one down. Quinn Storm is in the shotgun formation. Sanders is the lone back who had a pretty good first half. Twins to the far side is Hawkinson and Lang. Lang comes in motion. Here's the fake jet sweep. Quinn keeps it right up the middle. Nice hole up the middle. You're right. That play has really kept everybody honest because you can give it to Derek Lang. You can pitch it out to Sanders, or you can keep it. And Quinn Storm's had nice yardage. I'm guessing he's probably closer to the he's probably a leading rusher tonight for the Chargers.
I think we've got at least 5 yards every time we've run that play with the quarterback keeping it up the middle. I mean, this time I think we got 6, but we've had at least 5 every time.
Chargers heading into that north end zone, get across the 50-yard line. They're into Indian territory, and a tight formation now, and the give is to the H-back, Cody Stevenson, who picks up 7 yards. That's another Charger first down. Stevenson with a great night so far.
We've actually run the ball really well in this game so far.
And the Indians are not small up front. Their linebackers are tough. Van Veldhuizen, a good linebacker, although I don't see him out there, Ben. It looks like Jack Moore is calling the defensive calls right now. Van Veldhuizen banged up. It looks like his ankle's banged up. He's not out there right now. That's huge for the Chargers.
I agree with that.
Trips to the left for Quinn Storm, who drops back. He looks that way. He pumps that way. He throws that way. He's got Aaron Kane on the sideline, and just a little overthrown of Aaron Kane.
And also almost caught by Mac. I mean, it was a tight window there. Was that Max Johnson on the coverage was right there as well.
So they pump fake short to Hawkinson and then tried to go deep to Aaron Kane. He was there. He was open. If that ball was just thrown a little short of there, Kane could have walked into the end zone possibly. Just underway here in the second half, 9:35 to go. Sheraton leading Oskaloosa 21-7. And Oskaloosa is going to take a quick timeout. Looks like personnel wasn't right. Coach Turner wants to talk about it.
A few more of our sponsors that we'd like to thank. Summers Insurance sponsoring Touchdown. Summers Insurance on West Court is proud to support the Sheraton Chargers and a proud sponsor of Charger Touchdowns. Every touchdown that's scored is a Summers touchdown, and we've had 3 of those tonight, Tim.
Yeah, but we've really failed to acknowledge Jason Summers on those touchdowns. We really apologize for that, Jason.
We?
Well, I'm apologizing. It looks like Albia is scoring plenty of touchdowns against Centerville tonight, so I'm sure they're getting plenty of Summers touchdowns over in Albia tonight as they celebrate homecoming. Albia leading at halftime 49-0 over Centerville.
We'll do one more here. Windstream, KIIC, recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet and low prices that those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134.
So second and 10, ball on the 44-yard line. Quinn Storm keeps it up the middle again. And Quinn picks up maybe three before the Indians throw him back.
I had to say something about him getting 5 yards every time he ran that play.
Got two there.
Two or three.
But it still moves it down to about a third and seven. Probably
two down third, I would think.
Depending on what you do on this play.
Yeah.
It's an incomplete pass. You might still punt.
Up two touchdowns. I don't know. It's a tough call. I'm glad Coach Meiser might have to make it, not me.
We can encourage the coaches to our right here. The booth just to our right is our sheriff and coaches. We can hear them calling plays. Here's the throw to Hawkinson. That's underthrown. Not a good throw by Quinn Storm, who threw in the vicinity of Hawkinson and Lang. I'm not sure who that was intended for.
It was a well-designed play. I think if he throws it farther, Hawkinson's open. I got the feeling it was to Hawkinson and just really underthrown.
So that does make Coach Chris Meiser bring out the punting team. Charlie Palmer will be on to punt. Something to think about here with the down and distance and where you're at on the field. A possible fake punt here. So a fourth and eight, fourth and seven from the 41. Charlie Palmer, Aaron Kane looks back at Palmer and the snap, and it's a fake. Aaron Kane rolls out, rolls right, throws over, caught. It's a charger, first down to Charlie Palmer. Nope, not Charlie Palmer. Who is that?
No, that's T.J. Hawkinson.
Yep.
That is T.J. Hawkinson.
I saw the orange gloves. Is this a 6'6", 220-pound tight end? Doesn't need any more. Here I am. He's got bright orange gloves.
Yep.
So the Chargers move the chains. Boy, we called that one there on the fake punt. And they've done that. They did that earlier in the season with success. And the Chargers extend the drive down to the 30. Quinn Storm in the shotgun. Here's the fake to Sanders.
He's
laying on the jet sweep.
He cuts
back. He's got first down.
Flag. Only three flags.
Well, yeah, this is going to be a block in the back, or was that a hold? I couldn't see. Nevertheless, coming back on a nice run by Derek Lang, probably his longest run of the year.
He made a nice cut also, by the way.
Nice blocking, but a little too much hands on there. And we'll see where the officials mark this one down. The spot of the foul is down at the 22-yard line. I believe they'll move that back 10 yards from that spot. So they may originally start right where they were at the 31-yard line.
Block in the back was the call.
And then it'll actually move it to the 33. So really only a loss of two on the field position mark there, but it eliminates that long run by Lang. And with 8:29 left to go in the third quarter, the score still remains. Sheraton 21, Oskaloosa 7. Quinn Storm stands in the shotgun. Dylan Sanders to his right behind him. Hawkinson is the lone receiver off to the near side. The throw is to Hawkinson on a double move, nearly intercepted by number 6. That's a nice defensive move by the D-back. Schaffner over the top, the safety over the top, nearly had a pick.
The corner tried to play TJ really physical. I don't know if I recommend that or not. That didn't work very well, but the safety was able to come over. Luckily, because if the safety doesn't come over, it's a touchdown.
That was a double move by Hawkinson, who went in on a slant move first and then tried to reverse out and run a little out there. It was a nice play call, but we're lucky that one didn't go for an interception. So second and 12 from the 33 now. Here's the turn to get to Sanders, who runs on the right side. Well, he initially had a nice hole, and actually he's going to squirt forward, maybe half that yardage back.
He got more than I thought he was going to get when he originally touched it. Nice hard running by Dylan Sanders.
That's the great thing about Sanders. When he gets his shoulders turned to the hole, and he's not running side to side, he gets through that hole, and he is very quick. I haven't had speed like that for a long time.
No, we sure haven't.
So third and 6 from the 27, two-down territory for the Chargers. And trips to the far side, one receiver. To the near side is the H-back, Cody Stevenson. And Quinn Storm keeps it, and he's going to run along the left side. He gets hit hard, knocked down to the 20.
First down. Yes? Definitely.
Close. We haven't had a measurement all night.
I'm calling first down from here.
And there's...
I'm saying first down, Coach.
I think he's short. I'm going to stay short, just because we had to play this little game.
All right. I'm going on record as saying, first down, you've been kind of negative all night, a little bit of glass half empty type stuff. You're saying he's short. We're about to find out.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right, but I think he's just a little short. I've got 20/10 vision, you know. Even for a middle-aged man, my vision is still there. Oh, my goodness, Moses.
Oh, no! Folks, I think it's maybe 3 inches.
Yes, I win again.
Yes.
Well, that's the most excitement we've had here in the third quarter thus far is a measurement call. And the Chargers, 4th and 1. We celebrated on a 4th and 1.
Good thing you don't have 2011 vision, because that was close.
Well, we're hoping the Chargers can pick up the first down here.
Yeah,
you were correct, but we'll hope that the Chargers can score forward. We don't have to go very far here. It's literally 3 or 4 inches here. And we'll see what the Chargers like to do. And it looks like Quinstone's going to go under center, so I'm guessing this is a QB sneak the whole way. Nothing fancy. As he squirts forward, he's going to have a touchdown. Nice job by the Charger offensive line, just kind of piling that forward there. And the Chargers continue to move the ball on this drive. You talked about it earlier. Oskaloosa, not a quick strike offense.
Right.
Put another one in here with just very little time left to go in the third quarter.
That may be it.
You know, for a team that runs the ball primarily and hasn't yet struck very quickly, that might be all she wrote. Quinstone in the shotgun. He's got Twins to the far side, and Derek Lane comes on the jet sweep to the near side. And
see, I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, Derek Lang runs into the end zone. They're going to get Cody Stevenson on the block in the back. I think he was supposed to come back and crack. Got a crackback block on the outside.
They covered the hole. You know what? I buy that more than the block in the back. It really wasn't a block in the back, but it didn't look quite right either.
That's the same exact call. I'm pretty sure it's the same exact flag for Derek. So Derek just can't get a break on that jet sweep. It's been open twice. He's really done a nice job of running it twice, but for nothing. So we'll see where they mark this. The penalty flag is down near the 20, which is right at the line of scrimmage. So this is going to push it back over the 30-yard line. And it'll be back to the 30-yard line. So a touchdown called back now, and it'll be 1st and 20 from the 30-yard line.
We had 2 big plays called back. Well, it's the same play, but both of them were big plays.
So the Chargers try to pick up the yardage once again here. They've got the Quint Storm in the shotgun. He's got Derek Lang to the far side. TJ Hawkinson to the near side. Here's the snap. He's looking to Hawkinson's side. Pumps. Now he's going to pull it down. He's going to be sacked in the backfield. And you see it, they've gotten to him for the first time tonight.
And that play was absolutely going to TJ Hawkinson on a double move, and he kind of got caught up with the cornerback, and he really wasn't open. Quinstone probably made a pretty good decision there, not throwing that football.
Yeah, Jimmy Brown, the first Indian, back to sack him, and just not enough time. You said it's a double move, and you need time as a quarterback to let that double move happen, and just wasn't there. So, wow, the Chargers moving in the wrong direction here. 2nd and 28, all the way back. At the actually, this is more than 28 now. Ball is all the way back to the 36-yard line. Here's the fake, and Quinstorm rolls out to his right. He's looking deep. Jimmy Brown nearly had him again. Quinstorm throws over the middle.
Oh, yes.
And I think we're going to get a rough in the pass, but this is a huge call because this is an automatic first down. And I'm not sure that was.
I didn't even see it.
He had linebackers bearing down on him. Just as he threw the ball, he was hit. We'll see what this call is. No indication either way. Both teams huddling up, just kind of waiting for the Zebras to make their official call here.
So it's got to be a personal foul. I don't know what else it would be back there.
There wasn't anybody but Quinn back there.
Right.
Yeah, hit to the helmet and on the helmet. So the hit wasn't late necessarily. I thought the timing was right, but a hit right to Quinstorm's helmet, that's a huge penalty because they were at about a 2nd and... How far is that, Ben? That's almost halfway to Pella.
And it was an incomplete pass, so it would have been 3rd and forever.
And that's a huge call. It moves the ball 15 yards, but more importantly, it just you have an automatic first down.
Wow.
And that is a killer. The officials still walking. They're going to be up near the 22-yard line. So 1st and 10. Are they going to?
I think the debate whether it's an automatic first down. I've had a little bit of first-hand experience with this call. I think there's a little bit of debate on whether it is an automatic first down or not. They have changed a rule dealing with that. I don't know the specifics of it. I think they're still trying to figure that out.
Well, the down marker says second down, but that's a lot more manageable. Second and about 13, ball on the 22-yard line. And the official does. So you
say second down.
Two fingers up, and the Chargers will start from there.
Still a lot better.
Derek Lang comes in motion, the fake jet sweep. Quinstorm runs right up the middle.
Wow, touchdown. And Quinstorm in the end zone. Touchdown, Chargers.
No indication yet.
Oh, yeah. The referee said touchdown.
Still no indication. There's been no sign. Okay, on the near side, they finally call it. That is a touchdown for the Sheriff. The Chargers, Quinstorm runs 22 yards right up the middle. You said it all night. They've had at least 5 yards on that play. 22 there, and the Chargers have notched the scoreboard once again, leading the Indians 27-7.
That may do it. That may do it.
Obviously, still a lot of time,
right?
6 minutes in the third quarter, but we've talked about it all night. The Indians just are not built for scoring very quickly. Rodigan on for the point after touchdown. This would put the Chargers up 3 scores. Kick is on its way. It's short, but long enough, and it's good.
Well, he doesn't make it by much, but he's made it every time. So
he's saving his energy for the kickoff.
Right. Piper is old-fashioned grocery store and homemade candy. The candy is fresh, made in the store, and they will ship anywhere. Piper's for your fresh deli sandwiches made to order, fresh donuts daily, and an old-fashioned grocer that are proud to support the Sheraton Chargers. Sheraton Napa. At your Sheraton Napa right now, oil filters are 60% off. Get all your machinery and trucks ready for the upcoming season with big savings at Sheraton Napa with the Napa know-how. Hammer Medical will come deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory mobility and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved ones with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you.
So checking out some area scores, Pella now up on Knoxville 21-0. One score that kind of intrigued me on the Thunder app, Wayne and Twin Cedars is postponed tonight. I'm wondering why that game was postponed. Maybe Jim back in the studio can help us out why that game is postponed tonight. Obviously, it wouldn't be weather-related issue. But
he's running for a touchdown. No flags are on the field. And, boy, we just talked about how the Indians are not built to score quickly. You heard the cannon.
Wow. The offensive Indians ran a fake reverse on that kick return. Max Johnson sealed it. He faked that he was going to hand it off on the reverse. He kept it, cut it upfield, and scored a touchdown. And that is about the only way Oskaloosa was going to stay in this game.
Wow. We were talking about area scores, and I didn't see it. A fake reverse. Max Johnson, we know he's shifty. That's his second run back. One was called back earlier. And just like that, the Indians have cut the score in half.
Yep.
Wow. Just like that, the momentum has shifted once more. So Joe Cerner puts the shoe on and is on for the extra point here. Play clock down to 5. The Indians got a hustle here. The snap is bobbled. The kick is on its way, and it's good.
The holder did a nice job there because it was on the ground for a second. Hanson's Auto Realty. When you are looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Auto Realty. Hanson's Auto Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Auto Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Bingham Construction. Trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done. Sheraton Ford Mercury. Charger football has a line with the power of a Ford F-150 and running backs with the speed and maneuverability of a Ford Mustang. See the new F-150 and Mustangs at Sheraton Ford Mercury at 124 South Main in Sheraton. Tim, how about we run one back right here and just make it even?
Boy, that would be nice. And boy, that just really hurt. You look up at the scoreboard, you're up 3 touchdowns, and all of a sudden, it's back to a 2-possession game with a lot of time left. We were just talking about how a team like this, finding themselves down 3 scores really would hurt, but now the Indians with some new life and new energy along the sideline, the fans back into it. And here's the kickoff. to Sanders. It bounces at the 10. Sanders picks it up at about the 4, and he falls down at the 4. That's where he's down, by contact. Wow.
I think if he'd have let that go, it would have went into the end zone, but...
And we did get word the Wayne game was actually postponed tonight because of lightning in Wayne County. Must have been a big thunder cell down there. And that game has been moved to Monday night. Got some people back at home making fun of my comment on Eddie Rodigan's point after touchdown. It was short but long enough. I didn't even catch that, but I said that. Well, we hope that the Chargers have a long enough drive here to try to answer the call of the Indians. They're starting back at their own 4, though. This is dangerous territory for the white team.
Midline, there it is.
Lindstrom keeps it up the middle. That's the run that they scored on last time, the 22-yarder. He picks up maybe 2 or 3.
Ball security is really, really important right here, Tim. When you're backed up to your, 8-yard line, you got to make sure you take care of it.
And the Chargers would like nothing more than to run about 5 minutes off the clock here and get at least a 2-touchdown lead into the fourth quarter. And clock continuing to run here as the Chargers try to get out of that dangerous territory inside of their own red zone. Quinstorm the shotgun. He's got twins to the far side. One receiver is Aaron Kane to the near side. Here's a little counter to Derek Lang. Not much there as Derek gets back to the line of scrimmage. That's the jet sweep that they had a lot of success with before the penalty flags came flying in.
There was nothing there that time. He couldn't stick it up. He couldn't bounce it right. It really didn't matter.
And now, third down, what do you do here, Coach? You talked about it. Ball security is huge here. A lot of balls have been tipped in the air. A lot of balls nearly intercepted tonight. Boy, an interception down there, and you're really hurt.
I throw it to my big 6'5 tight end out along the sideline where a ball's probably not going to get tipped, and you got to trust him to make a play on the ball. There's nothing else. You not let it get intercepted.
Well, they like to throw the ball. Look for Quinstorm to roll out here. They like to roll him out. And in the shotgun, they're going to fake and roll him out. They are looking that way. They throw that way. Hawkinson has
it. Down.
And he's knocked out of bounds at about the 19-yard line. You said it. They rolled him out, and they were looking for number 38, who came across the middle of the field on a drag pattern. 3 Indians on him, still able to complete the pass.
And a beautiful throw by Quinstorm. He put it absolutely right on the money.
So a big first down extends the drive, and they get out of that dangerous territory. And looks like Aaron Kane now.
I think Quinn Storm's got an equipment issue. I'm trying to find out. I don't have 20/10 vision like you do at the far sideline. But Aaron Kane is in at quarterback.
So Aaron Kane, the new quarterback in the shotgun, he turns and gives to Sanders. A lot of nice running room for Sanders as he runs right up the middle for 9 yards. Sanders' legs just kept churning there, and he's up over the 25 to the 26.
Whatever was wrong with Quinn or his equipment has now been fixed, and he's coming back in the game. I don't have any idea what that was.
So a 26-yard line. A nice pickup of 7, and it'll make it 2nd down and 3. 3:53 to go here in the third quarter. The Chargers lead 28-14. And Cody Stevenson, I believe, on the carry is wrapped up and spun down. Boy, it looked like he might have had a face mask there to me, but no flag.
That's the play we scored a touchdown on earlier in the game, and that one there wasn't much there for Cody.
So another big third down for the Chargers here.
Yeah, because this is definitely not third down territory, so it's a big play.
We'll see if they like to run here or if they try another rollout looking for number 38 or 37.
Might try that same play we did last time on third down.
Well, in a rollout, at least it gives you the option to duck it and run if it's not there. We'll see what the Chargers do. I doubt they drop him back in a straight drop pass, but that's exactly what they do.
Oh, my goodness, I was about intercepted.
Well, yeah, I didn't call that one right because I thought they would roll him out. Quinstorm drops straight back and nearly throws it into the hands of that Oskaloosa D-back.
Oh, my. We were very fortunate there. He just flat out dropped it.
So things have changed here in Oskaloosa. 2:57 to go, and Oskaloosa will get it once again. Max Johnson, the very dangerous back, stands back to receive the Charlie Palmer punt. Johnson stands at his own 45. We'll see. The Chargers have kept it away from him all night. You'd hate for him to get the ball here with some running room. Here's the punt, and it's a good one. It's a high punt, but it's going to be fielded at the 32 by Johnson. He makes his move up the
middle of the field, and that cuts to the outside. Up to the 50 is Max Johnson, still on his feet, down to the 43-yard line.
Oh, and there's a flag on the play. And I didn't see who it was, but we maybe tackled him a bit out of bounds.
So Max Johnson, very electric tonight. He returns the ball all the way down to the 40-yard line. And then as he's falling out of bounds, Charger defenders knock him out of bounds further. That's a personal foul. That's 15 more. So Coach Schooley, we punted the ball from the 26-yard line. They're going to have first and 10 at the 26.
We should have went for it.
Had we known that was all going to happen.
Obviously, the coaches didn't know that. That Max Johnson's shifty.
He's it didn't look like he had much room. Well, Rodgers had him contained, but, boy, he is quick. And he got to the outside, and just like that, nearly down the sideline for six more. He did his damage, though. He got all the way back to the 40, and then the 15-yard penalty moves it down to the 26-yard line. Actually, they're going to stand at right at the 25-yard line.
Yeah. Wow. The move out of bounds wasn't horrible. I was watching it, but it was probably a bit late. I mean, it wasn't blatant or really, really bad, but I see why they called it.
So, wow, what a change in scenario here. 2:48 to go in the third quarter. The Indians within striking distance here. The Charger defense needs to toughen up here.
Yep.
Van Veldhuizen over the left side. He's got five or six on first down.
This is a big possession for our Charger defense. We need to stand tall here, stand tough, and get a stop.
Nice job by Van Veldhuizen. Just being patient there, waiting for his blocks to get there. And then just taking what the Chargers give him there. He picks up five, second and five. Chargers defense has come up big tonight. Really, the two scores that Oskaloosa has were big plays.
Yep.
So second and five, starting under center. Here's the turn and the fake. Starter keeps it on the hip. He's going to keep this all the way.
Right.
Nice. On the outside.
Who was that? Number five, Quinstorm.
And Chase Almoff and over there to clean up the damage there. But Quinstorm stayed home. That was a designed run the entire way. He fakes the give to Van Veldhuizen and keeps the ball on his hip.
Quinn just fought off the block and made the tackle.
So third down, obviously two-down territory for the Indians.
He is one tough hombre.
And the clock continues to run. 1:35 left to go in the third quarter. The Indians trying desperately to get this into a one-possession game. The Chargers trying to turn the Indians back. Here's the give to Van Veldhuizen on the counter. He's got the first down. And Van Veldhuizen all the way down to the 11-yard line.
That play really scares me because it's a pretty big hole. They've run that counter twice now or three times, and been a lot of running room all three times.
They get the offensive line and everybody moving one way, and then that running back comes back across the grain, and that play has been open all night for them. So it extends the drive. 1:12 to go in the third quarter.
Let's get a turnover right here. I'm throwing a turnover, Tim.
Sterner under center. He's keeping it. He's looking for a receiver. He throws that way, and you nearly had a turnover. Derek Lang steps right in front of Ryan Ryder and nearly picks that one off in the end zone.
Derek couldn't have played that any better. That was an excellent defensive play by Derek Lang.
So the Chargers dodge a ball on first down. That stops the clock for the Indians. Sterner runs over to Dow on the sideline, gets his play call.
Mile number three.
Didn't know he was a cross-country runner as well. Chargers look to defend the quick snap. Here's the turn to get to Van Veldhuizen.
Oh, yeah.
Wrapped up.
Yes, sir.
Two Chargers wrap him up. Ethan down and
rooting for him. Yeah. Curtis Stevens was the one that stopped him, and you're right, Ethan down and cleaned him up. But very, very nice play by number 34, Cody Stevenson, who I think is nose guard tonight. Is that right?
Looks like it. Huge down for the Indians and the Chargers. They're going to give them only 1 yard. So third and nine, you can bet they're in two-down territory here.
Counter.
Look for something funny. Look for that counter here. Look for a little pitch over the middle here. Ryan Ryder and Jack Moore have been wide open over the middle. We'll see what the Indians do. Clock is running just under 30 seconds. Sterner under center turns. Fakes, and he's looking to pass. He's flushed, and he's still flushed. He's on his feet. Chase Olmhoffen drags him down at the 10. He's going to be short. Nice job by Chase Olmhoffen.
Yep. Big play by Chase Almoffin.
Chase Almoffin nearly saved a touchdown. Sterner was flushed out of the pocket, and he can run. And he had a lot of room in front of him.
Yes,
he got it from behind. And here is
the
first play of the fourth quarter is going to be a huge play. It's probably the biggest play of the second half thus far. The Indians and Chargers here at homecoming in Oskaloosa. We're into the fourth quarter. Sheraton up on Oskaloosa 28-14, but with one quarter to play, a lot more action to come.
Red Hot Realty, check out all the listings at redhotrealty.com. Proud supporters of Charger football. CNC Cycle, make your farm chores easier with a new 4x4 ATV from CNC Cycle. They are the biggest ATV dealer in the Midwest, and CNC Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Hardee's of Sheraton, number one, your Sheraton Hardee's has a meal for the hungry. Get a cheeseburger or chicken sandwich with fries, a drink, and a turnover for just $5. Number two, savor a Hardee's Texas Thick Burger, smoky, juicy beef with jalapeno straws and a barbecue smoked brisket and cheese all on a homemade bun. Grace Baptist Church, proud supporter of the Sheraton Chargers football on Thunder Country KIIC. Kent Farm Management leads the way to great real estate investments. Kent Farm Management is proud to invest in the community and proud to be a supporter of the Sheraton Chargers on KIIC.
Well, you mentioned some of our sponsors earlier. I want to give a big thank you from the Sheraton High School Athletic Department to Sheraton Ford, Mike Szczynski, Carl Stone, Kelly Gukin. Just a tremendous outfit we have there in Sheraton, and what a great team to have on your side. Sheraton Ford does the Ford Drive One, and we once again earned $6,000 for our school thanks to Sheraton Ford. We're so grateful to have Sheraton Ford on the Charger team, and want to thank Sheraton Ford tonight. So here on fourth down, looks, he throws into the end zone. It's intercepted by Derek Lang. Derek Lang takes it out of the end zone. He called the big turnover, and he nearly had the last pick. This was the exact same play going for Ryan Ryder in the corner of the end zone, and it's intercepted.
I knew we were going to get that turnover. I saw that real fast there. Derek Lang's helmet came flying off at the end of that. He was looking to the refs like something should have been called. I have no idea. I didn't see it. But what a heck of a play by Derek Lang.
Derek brings it out of the end zone to the 9. Probably hindsight looking back, just kneeling the ball, thrown out to the 20. But that's pretty hard for a high school kid or any college player, any pro player to receive an interception. You want to run that thing back 100 yards.
Except with and absolutely so with Derek and his exuberance. There was no way that baby was staying in the end zone.
He wasn't kneeling that ball. And here's Quinn Storm.
Oh, yes.
Sanders, who makes a nice cut. Still on his feet as he tries to break to the outside. And you can bet here with 12 minutes to go in the game, the Chargers probably want to try to keep this clock moving as much as they can. So you might see a heavy dose of the run game here as we try to close out the fourth quarter here in Oskaloosa.
This is where we got to lean on our offensive line to open up holes and just take a big, methodical, long drive down the field and score. And that would seal the deal.
So a big pickup of about 7 yards on first down. And the clock continuing to run here in the fourth quarter. Quinn taking a long time as he awaits the snap. And here's the give to Sanders once again. 3 yards in a cloud of dust. As he's going to pick up maybe one or two. It's going to bring a third down. So, again, important to move the chains and keep the ball on the ground. And the Indians are saying that on the ball.
But the refs aren't buying it.
Kajana DeYoung came out of that pile, and he is very upset. He claims the Indians came out of that pile with the ball.
Big third down play. Is it a yard? Maybe not even quite a yard.
Yeah, a little bit ago the Chargers had a QB sneak on this. We'll see what the Chargers like to do. Although Quinn Storm is in the shotgun, he's got his H-back, Cody Stevenson, to his left, and Sanders behind him splits to his left and right. And Hawkinson is in tight. Here's the give to Sanders.
Oh, we got it. We got
to have the first down.
Big first down. Good job by the Sheraton Charger offensive line.
So after the big interception, the Chargers have gobbled off nearly 2 minutes here in the fourth quarter. And, boy, a long 80, 90-yard touchdown drive here would be a perfect way to end this game. A long time. The Chargers are going to take advantage of all those seconds on the play clock. And here we go. Quinn Storm the shotgun, and he's got twins to his right. It's Hawkinson and Nick Ryan. Charlie Palmer is the wideout to the far side. Here's the keeper by Quinn Storm.
Boy, that play's been good all night.
10 yards on first down. Quinn actually put his head down and ran over the safety.
That's that same play where our flanker slot man goes in motion, takes the handoff, and Quinn just keeps it right up the middle. And I said earlier, he is a hard-nosed, tough kid who's running really hard for a quarterback. He looks more like a fullback out there.
You know, our first four games, really, TJ really has been the catalyst for the offense. And I know that a lot of people would look at tonight's game. TJ has had one touchdown, a few catches, but really the Chargers have stepped up tonight, which is, I think, for Coach Smizer, regardless of what happens from here on out, that's got to be positive. You know, we've had Derek Lang step up. Aaron Kane's made a couple big catches. Quinn has played excellent. TJ's still done his part, but you can tell the teams are going to try to take that away as we enter the last part of the season.
You're absolutely right, and as I said earlier, it just makes us so much harder to defend if we can spread the ball around and have other playmakers.
Derek Lang on the jet sweep picks up four. Clock continuing to run. Just at 9 minutes here left to go in the game. Lang goes in motion. The keeper by Quinn Storm, who has a lot of room. First down yard.
Take it all the way.
He's still running.
We're not going to catch him.
20.
We're not going to catch him.
15, 10. Enemy
touchdown Chargers.
Quinn Storm, that's the bread and butter all night. That is a 65-yard touchdown run by Quinn Storm.
I see Dad Bryan over on the sidelines doing the stats. We are getting no reaction from Dad on that one. Come on, Bryan Storm.
Stoic Bryan Storm there. And Quinn Storm, we just talked about it. Quinn Storm has maybe had one of the games of the night, not only offensively, big hits, big tackles on defense, and he puts the Chargers into the end zone for their 34th point. And with 8:55, you're starting to see a mass exodus on the homecoming side here as people beginning to maybe pack up and head for the car. Rodigan's point after touchdown is blocked. He's kicked them low.
Yeah,
short but long enough.
Yeah.
They have been short but long enough up to this point.
It's been really close a couple times tonight, so.
But nevertheless, the Chargers put one more on the scoreboard. And with 8:55 to go, Sheraton 34, Oski 14. And Coach Smizer has the kickoff team over there talking to them.
I think I'd kick it out of bounds.
I that might be.
What's wrong with a 35 right now?
Or an onside.
Yeah.
Don't give them any chance to return it. So we'll see what they do.
I think I just. I'm with you there, but I think if it was me, I'd just beat that baby into the third row.
Aim for the gator.
But don't hit a cheerleader, for heaven's sake.
Aim for the Ford Gator. Eddie, if you hit the Ford Gator, you win a lifetime supply of Lifesaver candy, courtesy of your Sheraton Hy-Vee. I just made that promotion. Phil Hammermeister, if you're listening, hold your breath, because I may have just given away a whole bunch of your Lifesavers. Eddie Rodigan tees the ball up at the 40-yard line. Here's the run-up.
I called it, Tim.
Well, Phil, you can keep your Lifesavers. We're not giving away your Lifesavers yet. And
By the way, Bradley Cutfinger absolutely laid a kid out right there. Completely legal hit, a really physical play. And that jacked up our Chargers sideline. They were all jumping up and down after that.
Well, to their credit, you got to feel for the front line of any team that has to take an onside kick.
Yep.
They're gunning for you, and all you can do is really just hunker down and take it. The Indians will start on their own 46-yard line, so we called it there. Then we're going to kick off to Max Johnson, who has had two touchdowns off the kickoff. One of those called back. The Indians will try to make up some ground here, trailing by three scores. Sterner under center. He's going to drop straight back, throw short to Jack Moore on the far sideline. Nope, that's Max Johnson who gets out of bounds, stops the clock. It's not a first down.
I think we'll take plays like that. I mean, if we're going to give up 5-6 yards a play, I think we can live with that. Three touchdowns with 9 minutes to go.
Yeah, very important, and I know that I see Lee Kane over there telling his players to keep everything in front of them right now, kind of just like what you said, Coach Schooley. Second and three on the 46. The clock did stop. That's the only good thing there for the Indians, really, on that short yardage pickup. Sterner back to pass again. Throws this side, and that's completed to Jack Moore for a first down. That'll move the chain. Stop the clock momentarily.
Again, another short pass. A sure tackle by Aaron Kane. And again, a play I think we can move with.
So the Indians have to revert to something they're not really familiar with here, having to throw the ball here late in the game. They've got to make up some time. They've got to make up some points here if they want an attempt to get back into this game. 8:42 left to go. The officials close to winding the clock here.
no idea.
And getting, did I not say, was John, did I say Gator, John Deere Gator? Or did I say
yes.
Kawasaki?
You said John Deere.
I thought I said John Deere. Todd, I said John Deere.
Todd, you need to pay attention.
I pay attention, man. Come on. So the Indians actually lose yardage there on first down. They're going to lose 2 yards. Max Johnson comes hobbling off the field. I don't know what his injury was there.
Score in our district 7, right? Carlisle 49, Ballard 14. That Carlisle outfit is a good football team. We'll see them a little bit later on in the year.
So on 2nd and 12, Sterner under center. He's going to roll out to his right. He's looking deep, looking for Ryder. Along the middle, he actually passes behind Ryder and falls innocently to the turf. So an incomplete pass. That'll bring us 3rd and 12.
Really good coverage there, by the way, by the Charger secondary. Of Quinn Storm and Aaron Kane and then Bradley Kussinger and Derek Lang were all right where they needed to be.
So 3rd down, obviously the Indians are in 4 down territory here, trailing by 3 scores. Sterner huddles his group near the 50-yard line marker, and we'll see what Coach Sterner called here. Quickly up to the line. Here's the shift by that offensive line, the double tight formation. Actually, no, he's got the twins to the far side. He's going to look that way. It's a little screen. It's tipped.
Yep.
Nice job. Chase Althoffen, I think, got his big mitt and tipped that one down.
Yep. I'm going to go ahead and say I'm not sure that play was going to be all that successful. We had guys over there, too, but an excellent play by Chase Althoffen.
Good play call by Oskaloosa. We haven't seen that all night, and we've been getting through. So
yep.
Anytime your defensive line gets through, that's always a good call. But you said the Chargers have that defended very nicely. So 4th down here, boy, this is a huge... huge play for the Indians if they want to extend this game. 7:45 left to go. 34-14 our score. He's got one receiver to the far side, one to the near side. He drops back to pass. He's looking this way. He's throwing this way. He's got a Jack Moore down there, and Jack Moore makes a great catch along the sideline. The tippy toes both feet in and right at the 17-yard line.
Our D-back got a little bit turned around right there, and he just lost the ball. He was in really good position. He just he lost where the ball was at in the air, and Jack Moore made a nice play on it.
It wasn't a great throw by Sterner. The ball actually hung up in the air. I thought maybe Aaron Kane would come back for it, but you said I think he just got turned around there.
I said, oh, because the ball wasn't exactly well thrown.
So out of bounds, stops the clock, and the new line for the Indians. Here's Van Veldhuizen, who runs on the left side, still on his feet as he's down near the 2. Boy, that's the power of Nate Van Veldhuizen as he barrels over Chargers. Gets all the way down to the 2-yard line. And just like that, Oskaloosa goes from a 4th and 12 at midfield to first and goal at the 2. Not over yet.
No, it's not.
Boy, one more stop there, and you could have just almost ran the clock out there. So here we go, first and goal from the 2. Here's the give to Nate Van Veldhuizen, who tries to look for room on the left side and runs in for a second touchdown of the night.
That thing drives me crazy, that cannon.
Well, luckily we haven't heard it very often.
That's right.
That's a good thing for the Chargers. We're hoping that's the last time we hear it.
I'm with you there.
7:17 to go in the game, and things get a little more interesting here as the Indians, with an extra point here, are just going to find themselves down by 13.
So here's my question to you, Tim. Do they have to onside?
I think they do. I think they have to take their chances with an onside. They haven't been able to really stop us.
I think you said it best there. If they've been getting stops, I'm not sure you have to, but they haven't played good enough defense to do that, I don't think, tonight.
But Joe Sterner runs over, gets the shoe on. We'll see what happens here. A big point after touchdown here. Here's the snap. The kick's in. It's low.
He made it.
Just like in the So... don't go anywhere. This game is not over yet. Homecoming here in Oskaloosa. A lot of people have left, but maybe they might want to start coming back as cars start piling out of the Lacey Recreational Complex. But I see a lot of brake lights as they look back at the scoreboard. Oops. And 7:17 to go. 34-21 is our score.
Just another big play in the game right here. We'll probably, like you said, I agree with you. I think we expect an onside kick here. You know, if the Chargers field it here, they're probably okay. But if they don't, it could get interesting.
All right, I've been accused of calling it a Ford Gator at least twice. I really doubt that, Todd. I'm going to listen to it in the morning, but I'm fairly certain I said John Deere Gator, but you're calling me out off my text.
Is it? Todd must be listening with the cyclone ears. Sometimes they can fail him.
Well, Todd, Baylor just scored. I can't really say anything.
Hey, this is a one-way conversation. We can say whatever we want.
That's right, Todd. You can text us all you want. Okay, here we go. The Indians line up on the 40. And it looks like the Chargers have a hands team out front.
By the way, I do want to say Todd Folker, best scorekeeper in the history of Sheraton Charger basketball athletics.
He doesn't miss much, but I think he missed the Ford Gator. I think he missed that.
It's not going to go 10 yards.
And it does not go 10 yards. And, yes, the official kind of waited like he wasn't sure. He finally dropped the flag, and it'll go out of bounds. So I'm sure the Chargers will want them to kick that over again.
Yep, no, perfect.
And, well, you always breathe a little sigh of relief after an onside kick is fielded by that offensive team. The ball is spotted right at the Oskaloosa 49, so we're already into Oskaloosa territory as we head into the south end zone here. And with 7 minutes to go, a healthy dose of the run game is probably what we're looking at. And Lang goes in motion to give us to Sanders. And Sanders down to the 45-yard line, both hands on the ball. Good job of ball security by Sanders.
I say we run that quarterback sneak up the middle. I don't want to second-guess the coaches, but holy cow, that play's been working.
Well, the coach is just directly to the right of us, just separated here. Just a makeshift press box that we're looking at here. Oskaloosa actually putting a $2 million addition to the press box.
Not the field.
That's a $2 million addition to the press box going straight up above us here. It's going to be an absolute beautiful sight here.
No,
Lang on the jet sweep is going to lose all that yardage that Sanders picked up all the way back to the 49-yard line.
I'm going to call right now. We're going to have that quarterback sneak on third down here.
But
over to TJ.
We are just separated from the coaches by a piece of styrofoam. We're separated from the other radio announcers by a piece of styrofoam. So we are in closed quarters tonight. So the clock continuing to run. Both teams with three timeouts. Sheraton obviously doesn't want to waste any of those timeouts. Oskaloosa probably going to look for opportune times. A big third down here as Quinstorm rolls out to his right, throws that way. It's a low throw for Hawkinson. Would have been a great pickup on third down there.
It wasn't going to be far enough for first down, but it might have been close enough to go for it in that area. But now I think you got a punt, don't you, Tim?
Yeah, and, you know, another thing, it stops the clock, so there's 30 or 40 seconds to
Could
have run off the clock there.
That's a good point.
And the clock stopped. It won't run here, and it looks like Charlie Palmer is in to punt. A wise decision here is the Chargers just want to play a field position game here. And Max Johnson?
No. I don't think that's him, Tim.
No, I think you're right. It's not Max Johnson. He came off the field.
Well, I'm pretty sure I would have him back there.
And a nice job. Boy, this one almost hits the John Deere Gator.
A heck of a play by number 25, who's not been in the game, but on the sidelines, Kirkland Howard.
He made the fair catch.
Yes, he did.
Near the track.
All right, let's get a stop here by the Chargers.
The punt only is officially 12 yards, so Oskaloosa will start. They didn't want Oskaloosa to have a chance of return. I don't blame them there.
Nope.
Oskaloosa has been running all over the Chargers' return game all night. Sterner quickly up to the line, under center, and he's dropping back to pass. Quick slant to Jack Moore, who catches and carries up over near the first down marker, close to 9 yards on first down, up to the 45.
Luckily, he was a little bit short, which means the clock's going to continue to run.
And second and a long one, call it two here on the 45. Clock continuing to run. Coach Mike Sterner trying to get his troops up to the line quickly here. Time is of the essence for the Indians. Second and two. Here's Sterner back to pass. Drops straight back. Throws over the hole. Nearly intercepted by Derek Lang. Would have been a second interception.
Yeah, it was another nice play by Derek Lang. Sorry to interrupt you, broke on the ball really nicely.
Just a nice little quick slant pattern by Mitchell Schaffner was the intended receiver, and Lang nearly stepped in front of that for his second interception of the night. So clock stops, 5:15 to go here in Oskaloosa. Remember, Sheraton has not beaten Oskaloosa since 2004. That's 10 years ago, folks. And Oskaloosa leading the all-time series 19-9 with one tie. Here's the rollout by Sterner, who fakes the handoff. He's looking that way. He's tapped.
Oh, my.
O'Boyle, you're not going to be... He had O'Boyle, the big fullback, wide open in the flat. He's not going to be any wide opener. More wide open. Wide opener?
No. I think it's more wide open. And it hit him in the gut, too. Hit him in a bad spot, right in the gut. I think we'll see a run play right here.
O'Boyle rules.
Fourth and one. I know the clock's not your friend, but you got to get the first down here, and I think you got to go to what you do best. If you're Oskaloosa, and that's give the ball to Van Veldhuizen. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Van Veldhuizen has the first down, and then some. Van Veldhuizen still has feet down to the 40. Van Veldhuizen stays in bounds, though.
Yeah,
down to the 35.
I think he should have ran out of bounds, but he did the Chargers a favor. You've got to love his toughness. He was seeking more yards, but I think you got to go out of bounds.
So this game not over yet as the Indians march down into Charger territory. The Chargers need a stop or a turnover here. Would almost ice the game here, but as long as the Indians are moving, we still got a ball game. Sterner back to pass. Nearly pulled down. Baldenhoff, and this one's going to be a penalty. He throws for the end zone. But he just overthrows Ryan Ryder, who got twisted around.
Ryan Ryder was wide open in the end zone. I mean wide open. Wow. He dodged an enormous bullet right there because he just flat out overthrew him.
Now there will be a penalty against the Chargers here, a face mask penalty or a collar. I don't know what they're going to call it here.
I think it's a face mask.
And we'll see if it's the 5 or 15-yard variety as the official starts at the 37-yard line. We'll see how far he walks.
15.
And it looks like it's going to be the 15-yard variety. So that'll move the ball, move the chains. And again, with 4:49 to go, that clock just cannot go fast enough for the Chargers and the Charger fans.
Chargers are still up 2 touchdowns, so 13 points.
Well, you just look back at that extra point that Roger missed, too. We hope we don't have to even think about that difference in the ballgame. If the Chargers can get a stop here, this ballgame's over. Sterner under center. He's dropping straight back to pass. This is a keeper the whole way. Trevin Nance has him wrapped up. Sterner's able to get away from it, though. He's not going to get much. They go back to the line of scrimmage.
The way he pulled it down so fast, I'm not so sure that wasn't a quarterback draw, Tim. He didn't look to throw it very much.
And here's a pass from Sterner out in the flat. That's from Mitchell Schaffner. Okay, we're getting reports from multiple text sources now saying I did say Ford Gator. I apologize, Ford, and I apologize, John Deere. Both of you, I apologize for that.
Well, I didn't hear it.
Wow.
I feel like this is a conspiracy. I'm against you.
I'm listening in the morning. That's all I'm saying. I'm listening. So the clock stops, 4:27 on the incomplete. 3rd and 10 from the 21 here as Oskaloosa is trying to extend this game and keep their hopes alive on homecoming. And Ethan Downing nearly has him in the backfield. That was thrown for Ryder, who tips the ball up in the air and nearly comes down with the reception anyway in the end zone.
Great play by Quinn Storm. Quinn Storm was right where he needed to be, and he batted that ball away. He batted it up a little bit, but he was right where he needed to be and broke that play up. This is the play of the game.
This is pretty much right here, I think, is your ball game, unless anything crazy happens.
Yeah.
If the Chargers can
stop,
I think they can... They can force Oskaloosa to use timeouts here.
T.J. Hawkinson comes in the game here. He hasn't been playing defense because he was banged up earlier in the week. Just noteworthy. I don't know if here's my guess. I think we're sending him on a blitz.
Well, you'd like to have a little bit of an athletic defensive end on this side.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
We'll see what he does. He's in the stand-up position as a defensive end. He rarely plays it. And Hawkinson... Barrels down for him. It's caught in the end zone for a touchdown. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Derek Lang and the Oskaloosa receiver almost both caught it. And number 23, Jack Moore, came out of the pile of the two with the football. That was an unbelievable catch by Jack Moore. A pretty good play by Derek Lang. And it goes the way of the Indians.
So this game is far from over, folks. 4:14 left. Sheraton clinging to a 34-27 lead. With the point after touchdown, 4 minutes to go and three timeouts. Boy, things have gotten a lot more interesting here for the red and white team. So Sterner marking off the extra point here. And, boy, the question now is, do you kick it off with three timeouts, or do you take your chances with the
offense? Oh, he missed it. That's big. He missed it.
Wow.
He missed it.
That is a big, big miss, because when the unforeseen incident that Oskaloosa gets the ball back at the
right,
chances are they're just going to kick the extra point instead of go for the win, although you never know.
Sorry, Tim, I didn't answer your question about whether we're onside or not because he missed it. That's a tough call right now. You got 4 minutes left. Oski's got all three of the timeouts. I don't think you have to, but here's the deal. They haven't stopped him much tonight. Hasn't stopped Sheraton a lot tonight. I think it all comes down to how much confidence you have in your defense. Here's the other problem. Oskaloosa, we should say, hasn't been a quick strike offense through the first 4 weeks. However, tonight they're showing an ability to pass some. So, I don't know.
Getting big play after big play. A couple of big fourth down conversions on that drive, and obviously the touchdown pass to Jack Moore in the end zone on a well-covered play by Derek Lang, and we'll see what they elect to do. Kirkland Howard actually lines this one up. We'll see what they elect to do. The hands team is in. Here is the run-up, and it's an onside kick. Coming to the near side.
Hawkinson.
It takes a high bounce, but who else do you want to make that catch? The orange gloves man, number 38, T.J. Hawkinson. It took a high bounce. Great kick.
Yeah,
so they got the bounce they needed, but T.J. Hawkinson's going to come down with that all the time.
By the way, that was that's exactly the person you'd want on the hands team.
All right, Andrew Lang. Thanks for calling me out. I 100% said Ford Gator. All right. All right. I'm admitting my mistake now. Todd.
Good enough play.
Windstorm. Up the middle for a first down.
When I say our play, it's the quarterback sneak up the middle. I should not say ours, other than it's the Chargers play that has been golden all night.
So a first down, that's a huge play on first down. That really forces Oskaloosa. We'll see if they... No, they don't take a timeout here. Oskaloosa elects not to take the timeout, so the clock continues to run. Just over 4 minutes left to go in the game. Sheraton clinging to a 7-point lead. And the Chargers are going to take all of that 25-second play clock as they try to milk this and come out of here with a homecoming victory.
Senior quarterback Quinn Storm's doing a nice job with clock management.
Lang goes in motion. This fake jet sweep. Quinn Storm just going to keep this. This might be something we see quite a bit here in the last 3.5 minutes.
They're not calling timeout again. This is interesting. There's 3.5 minutes left, which is enough time, but
I don't know, possibly thinking that his defense is going to make one stand.
Yep.
needing his timeouts for offense, maybe, is what Coach Mike Sterner is thinking. But boy, at this point, you got to take your chances with the timeouts and try to get stops. We'll see what they do. Chargers milking that clock all the way down to 6 now, 5. And here's the snap and the pitch out to Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
Has lots of running room. He's got the first down. He stays in bounds, and he's going to be gang tackled down at the 28-yard line. That is actually a kind of risky. You don't pitch it a lot, and turning and pitching to a man that has to run out and catch that is not an easy play here late in the game.
Now they have to call timeouts. I mean, I would think. I guess you don't have to do anything, but
I think Coach Turner has to, and he's talking to the official down here. They're going to wind the clock. The clock winds, and actually, he's not calling timeout. So, first and 10, just over the 30-yard line.
Maybe after this play. Well, we got a clock malfunction.
Yeah, something's going on with the clock, because it's just reading 6 seconds, 5 seconds. We wish it was 6 and 5 seconds, but we're going to talk about this here. There we go. Now it gets back to 2:46 left to go. So they'll set the play, and boy, just you want to hang on to the ball.
Yep.
And stay in bounds.
Yep.
Very, very crucial. Just clinging to a 7-point lead. Remember, we were up 3 scores just about 5 minutes ago. Lang goes in motion to the far side. Here's the fake, and Quinstorm runs up the middle. And that play has been
all night.
Only three or possibly four.
I don't understand why he's keeping the timeout. I'm by no means a head football coach, but I'd be burning my timeouts now.
So the clock continuing to run. Play clock just still at about 17 seconds here. So this next play is going to be snapped with under 2 minutes to go. Second and 7 on the 26-yard line. Quinn Storm in the shotgun. He's got Derek Lane coming in motion to the far side. Here's the turn and the give. No, the keeper by Quinn Storm on the option read. And Quinn Storm covers it up with two hands.
There he calls timeout.
And runs down to the 23, and Coach Turner finally takes a timeout. It'll be 3rd and about 3 when we return to live action here.
Can I just say, our offense is really hard to defend. We can do so many multiple things, whether Quinn's keeping it on the run or giving it to Dylan Sanders or we're giving it to our H-back or we're throwing to Derek or obviously throwing to TJ. I mean, we are really hard to defend. I know I'm a homer, but wow.
Yeah, and we've said it all night. They've really, a lot of Chargers have stepped up tonight, I think, in a big way. It's really been kind of the TJ Hockenson show up to now, and rightfully so, but tonight Quinn Storm took a huge step, I think.
Yep.
In his running ability. I think Derek Lang's played a great game. Aaron Kane's made some key possessions. That offensive line has obviously pushed probably a bigger Oskaloosa defensive line back at times for some big runs, and Dylan Sanders continues to have nice runs on the ground too. So, well, you know, it got a little close here, and we're still not out of the woods yet, but if we come out of Oskaloosa with the win, I think you got to be feeling good about this win. It's never easy to win on the road, especially on a homecoming night here in Oskaloosa.
So it's 3rd and about 3.5 or 4. And I think where we're at, we're in 4-down territory. You don't gain anything from the punt. We're not going to kick a field goal. So, I mean, you got to keep this on the ground, I would think, to burn clock. And the way we've been running it tonight, I don't know why we couldn't get 3.5 yards on 2 carries.
Bradley Krutzinger, the H-back, right to the right of Quinn Storm. Here's the give to Sanders, who tries to squirt forward. He's going to be short of the first down. But again, you're in 4-down territory.
Yeah.
And Sterner has to call his second timeout. So you imagine the Chargers will go for it on 4th down, and he won't have to burn a timeout as the clock will stop on a possession if the Chargers don't pick up the first down.
And, I mean, this is, I don't want to overdramatize the situation. This is play of the game.
This is the play of the game.
Because one thing I'm sure of is if we do get a first down, that's all she wrote.
If we can maintain the ball and maintain the possession.
I think we can kneel down.
Yep.
I mean, I think the math says we can probably kneel down. We only got one timeout left. If we can't kneel down, it's pretty close to that. So,
and at this point, you really, you know, you can throw the ball here because on an incomplete pass,
right,
it's going right. The possession is going to change either way. On a run, if you don't get it, the clock's going to stop anyway, too. So I think it gives you more options here. But you said it. There's still plenty of time for Oskaloosa. If they get a stop here, they can march down the field. They'll have 2 timeouts here.
One
timeout. Excuse me. Actually, showing no timeouts, but I think they have
one. It's one.
We'll have to check that and see what the official is. But the Indians would have to march 80 yards
right
in just over a minute and a half. So the crowd that's left here at Lacey Field, they're stomping their feet here, trying to get one more stop. The Chargers have this first down here, and that's all she wrote. Quinn Storm the shotgun. He's got receivers to the right and left. He's going to
run.
They're throwing. TJ, oh, no. Quinn is hit. He's hit as he throws it. Who else? Van Velde with a big hit. Quinn Hockenson was open.
He was wide open. Quinn Storm is really slow to get up to. He took a huge hit from Nate Van Velde.
Well, things got interesting here. With 1:43 left to go, the clock shows 0 timeout for Oskaloosa. They've got to travel nearly 80 yards in 1 minute and 43 seconds.
By the way, I'm not sure that's right on the 1 or 0 timeout. But.
The Chargers are going to take a timeout here to tie things over.
Good timeout.
It's going to rely on the defense. The Chargers are going to rely on their defense to make one stop here, one final stop. The Indians need one score to send this into a potential overtime. Remember, they missed the last PAT, so they'd have to score, get the PAT, or go for 2 for the win.
Again, I think this was a good timeout by the Sheraton staff. Regroup your troops. That was a big play. And then the second reason is Quinn Storm took a pretty big lick right there. He's a big part of what we do defensively. Give him maybe just a couple seconds to get a shot of water, regroup a little bit, and be out there.
Yeah, so if you're listening at home, boy, we hope that this last minute and 43 seconds goes by very quickly, and boy, we hope the Oskaloosa Indians are not able to move that ball very far down the field. A turnover would be an absolute gift right now for the white team. A lot of Chargers traveled over to Oskaloosa tonight. It's good to see a crowd across the field on those bleachers. And the Indians fans have really cleared out, but boy, those who have stayed, they're going to see a great end of the game. And those that have stayed, the cheerleaders, everybody trying to get the crowd back into the game here. And here we go, a minute 43 ball on the 22-yard line. Here's the turn to give to Van Veldhuizen, who looks for room along the left side. He's got a first down and then some. Van Veldhuizen's pushed out of bounds at the 45-yard line, but now before he picks up 23 yards on the first down carry.
And unfortunately, the worst part is he got out of bounds. Right now, we just want the clock to run.
Deck the right. No timeouts on the clock is what it says. And only 5 seconds goes off the clock there. 6 seconds goes off the clock. Ball at the 44. So here we go. First and 10. Oskaloosa can attempt to run the ball here. Sterner under center. He's going to drop back to pass this time. He's looking deep.
He's got it off.
He's got Jack Moore down there. And this ball is incomplete. Jack Moore covered up by two Charger defenders, Quinn Storm and Aaron Kane.
You caught it. Perfect coverage by those two. I should pick it off because they had a chance to make a play on the ball, and they did a nice job.
I'm really nervous. 1:31 left to go in the game. Second down here.
Just in case you are wondering, Tim Miller has zero thumbnails left. I'm worried about his thumbnail.
I've been picking at him for about 7 minutes now. Things got really, really interesting here. Sterner under center. He's going to drop back to pass, look right, throw.
Nearly got two people.
Bradley Kretzinger nearly got his left hand on that, and then Derek Lang nearly picked it off the turf.
Yeah.
Wow.
You called that one well. I think two guys had an excellent chance to get that.
But another opportunity, and we've seen that all too often here in the last 7 minutes. Remember, the Indians made three big fourth down conversions. That last touchdown catch was on fourth and about 12 from the 23-yard line. So two more stops here would be huge.
I think this is going to be a run play. I hope I'm wrong.
Chargers more in a nickel or a package here. Sterner back to pass. Looks that way. He's going to overthrow Jack Moore, and it's come down to the play of the game here.
Yeah.
Fourth and 10 from the 44. This is the play of the game. The Chargers need one stop.
And this is the third play of the game. Oskaloosa scored on the first play of the game. Then they got a stop on the second play of the game. We are due on the third play of the game. Yes?
I agree.
Come on, Mr. Positive. This is our play of the game. There's 1 minute and 23 seconds left. We are going to get a stop on fourth and 10.
So big play in the game here. The biggest play of the game, fourth and 10. This is the ball game. Fourth and 10. This is brought to you by Ford John Deere Gator. See your Ford John Deere Gator at your local Ford John Deere dealer. It's Sterner back to pass here. He's looking over the middle. It's fires over the middle.
Quinn Storm. Intercepted. Quinn Storm just picks it off with his pinky, and that's going to do it. Take a deep breath, Chargers. Wow. Take a deep breath, those of you that are hugging your radios, actually your computers at home.
Wow.
Said it all night. He's come up big.
Yep. Senior.
Senior.
Good plays out of the senior tonight, Quinn Storm.
Player of the game offensively and defensively, Quinn Storm.
I agree with that.
Don't have a record of how many tackles he has, but the biggest play of the game, the interception on fourth down. The Chargers can simply kneel this down, and for the first time in 10 years, the Chargers are going to beat Oskaloosa here on homecoming. The kneel down by Quinn Storm here. And the clock continuing to run. Oskaloosa cannot stop the clock. 1 minute to go here. They made things interesting. Oskaloosa, great comeback tonight. Still plenty of work. Coach Meiser, you know, the thing about Coach Meiser I love, he's got the same expression whether they're up by 21, down by 21, winning the game by 7.
They have the same vocabulary.
I know that the coach is still plenty to work on, obviously.
Yep.
Being able to put a team away and put a team away for good is something that they're going to have to continue to work on. It doesn't get easier. This is a huge step forward, but they're still going to have tough games next week against Norwalk. Then they have to travel to Knoxville. Then you've got the gauntlet at the end of the season. You saw what Carlisle has done to people. And Tella also, that's going to be a tough last four games for the Chargers.
It's a big win for the program, though. Programs, been on the rebuilding stage here for the last couple of years now, and so I'm just happy for the coaching staff and the kids. They pulled their heart out tonight. Give credit to the Oskaloosa Indians. They have a never-say-die attitude with their kids as well, and the Chargers were able to pull through.
So as the clock strikes zero, the fans on both sides stand up, cheer, and applaud the rightful cheer for both squads. Good sportsmanship by both teams as the players meet at the midfield. Shake hands. The Chargers are going to come out of Oskaloosa, spoil homecoming here in Oskaloosa, win the game 34-27. It was a good one. We promised you a good one. The Chargers got up big there in the second half, up three scores. The Indians fought back to make it a close one, but the Chargers prevail. By the score of 34-27, Ben, thanks a lot for coming along with me tonight. We had a lot of fun, and it was a great game.
Absolutely.
So we're going to send it back to the booth, and we want to thank you all for listening in. The Chargers victorious again. They moved to 4-1 on the season, 2-0 in District 7 play. We'll be back with you next Friday night at home at Reynolds Field at 7:30 as the Chargers host Norwalk in their homecoming game. It's a District 7 game also, so we'll hope that you'll join us there next week. We're going to send it back to the booth, but thank you so much for listening. You're listening to Thunder Country and Friday Night Lights, all the scores, one station.